Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers, I am, of course, so excited about Season 5's guest today, Dominice Clifton. Thank you so much for being on the podcast with us, Dominice. We are so excited to hear about all the things you do. You have a somatic practice, you have transformation, you, university. I mean, you're doing all of these amazing things and changing the world and moving rocks. And we are so grateful to have this conversation with you today.
I'm so honored to be having this conversation with you today. We met and it was just love at first connection, I think, for the two of us. So it feels great to be able to be here today, really finally being able to chat. So thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I need to put you on my schedule like every week. I just need a little dose of Dom. But I do know that people can get a little dose of Dom, and we're going to talk about that on today's episode. But we always start our conversations with the rock moving question. And that is, what is the biggest rock or the most transformational rock that you've moved out of your bags in your life thus far?
I was thinking about this question as I was out walking today, and I always go with the first thing that comes to my heart, not top of mind, but top of heart for me. And what came up was I've had to work through, because of a lot of childhood trauma that left me feeling very unworthy, I've had to work through a lot of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. And that self-doubt really for, I would say, 30 years of my life, it held me back. And on the outside, I was what everyone would say successful, and I was achieving, and I checked all the boxes and I did all the things. Mm. But inside, the voice of self-doubt was so loud that I felt like I was overcompensating and overworking externally to quiet that voice that was telling me constantly that I wasn't good enough. And so for me, I had to do the work of really going to the very beginning and beginning to process and release lots of outdated beliefs that, you know, that unworthiness, that shame, that guilt that I'd held, so that I can begin to work through and release that self-doubt. And I'll be honest, I'm human. And so there are moments now where it still comes up. The difference is now that, one, I've removed the mask, and so I'm okay with talking about and having open conversations about, like, being human and having that voice. But I also have tools and resources now that help me when I have that voice come up. And so I don't get stuck in it. It's like, I'll acknowledge it. Hey, old friend, I see you here. You know, I feel you in this moment. And yet, right, I know my value, my worthiness now because I've done the healing work. So I'm able to show up in the midst of sometimes the small whisper that wants to tell me that I'm not good enough or ready enough for the dreams that I'm working to fulfill.
I feel like I just got seen.
Yeah.
And I know my listeners are going, like, has she been reading my mail? Like, what the heck? I resonate with that story so much, which is why my soul knows your soul. And that's why when we're, I'm already like tearing up. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel all of that. And that's exactly the message of a rock mover, is all of that happened. And I'm still valuable. All of that happened, and I'm still worthy. And I didn't expect to cry today, but of course you're going to make me cry, because that's what we do, right? We're just like this connection at a soul level of true transformational healing. And there's so many emotions that come up with that. And I know that the listeners here are going to be resonating with this and hearing, like, wow, she did all that. And she's saying that it's still popping up. She did all that work and it's still popping up and it's still coming up. And because we are human and we are still stuck in these, you know, bodies who struggle and the thoughts are still things that it's not like the thoughts don't exist anymore. Now we just recognize them and we have put in place tools and resources to move them without giving them power. So I love and appreciate that you just normalized all of that and gave, so they don't just hear my voice saying it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh yeah, okay, so it's not just Karen.
Yeah.
It's Dom too.
Yeah.
And this woman and this woman and this woman. And so if all of these crazy, amazing women and Karen and all of these things that are happening to them can happen to me, I can do this too. So thank you for just empowering so many women
in that one statement.
Yeah.
I think I appreciate platforms such as this where we can talk openly and be transparent about our challenges and struggles, because I think that what happens is a lot of times when you're dealing with those things, you think that it's just you and the question of what's wrong with me. Like that is how I felt for so many years. So what's wrong with me? Like I'm looking out, right? And I'm seeing everyone else who appears to have it all figured out. And here I am.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Struggling, right? Struggling to do the things that I need to do and to follow through on the things that I need to follow through on because of so much self-doubt and fear and whatever other, you know, shame, guilt, all of the heavy emotions that we can get stuck in. And it's easy to compare ourselves to other people and to make ourselves believe that it's something wrong with us and everyone else has it figured out. And what I've learned in my own journey and what I've learned in listening to podcasts such as this and having these conversations is that everyone is dealing with something, right? Like our struggle and our messiness might look a little bit different. We're all going through something. The difference is that the people that appear to have it all figured out or that we deem as successful, they just garner tools to help them. Like we're all still, it still happens. Like it still comes up. I still have those moments. I'm just better equipped now to deal with it when it comes. And so I don't get stuck in it anymore. And so I think that just these open, transparent conversations let people know there's nothing wrong with you. Like you are totally normal and totally worthy and just like everyone else. It's just maybe you need more community. Maybe you need some better tools and resources to help you so that you don't get stuck in that self-doubt or those voices when they come up.
Yeah, you're so right. 100% spot on. And I think that, the only difference between who I was and who I am is time, practice, and resources. So I want to just, if you're hearing this and you're like, you know, but Karen, you don't understand, or Dom, okay, that's great for you, but, I want to encourage you to not allow your ego, which is that's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's your ego trying to keep you safe or trying to justify or trying to really, it's just trying to keep you safe. That's what it does. But someone told me, Karen, you are not that special. And I was kind of insulted at first, like, yes, I am. I'm special. But what they meant was it's a human condition, right? It's not just exclusively your burden. Everyone, like you said, everyone is dealing with something. And the more I'm willing to have these conversations with people who I respect and I love and I look up to, the more I'm hearing and getting it confirmed and affirming, every single person, doesn't matter how big you are, sometimes the more famous, the more seen, the more exposure you have, the bigger the struggle can be. Right? The saying, and I kind of hate the saying, but it kind of feels relevant. The bigger the level, the bigger the devil. Right? Because all of the imposter things come up and all of the doubts come up and all of the traumas get tripped. And we get to implement this philosophy of the yes and. Yes, all that can happen. And I can still walk in my healing. All that can happen, and I can still walk with love, and I can still give myself acceptance and all those things. So that has been my journey, and I love that that is also being mirrored back in you and what your journey's been, and you get to mirror it for the people that you serve. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the next rock, because you went through all of that. You did all of that for you. You moved all of those heavy rocks out of your bag and did the work. went really deep, but you didn't just do it for you. You did it for your children. You did it for the people that you now serve. And what does that look like? What did you learn, or the things that you learned, how are you implementing that now?
I first want to say that I love that you made the distinction of like everything that we go through is it's not just about us. I sent an email the other day to my newsletter list, and that was the title. It's not just about you, because oftentimes I've been through a lot of things. And when I'm in it, I'm like, why? Like, what is the purpose of this? And then I come out and I'm like, oh, this was a lesson for me to be able to empower other people. A prime example of that is like the work that I do today. Is so around working with and uplifting women who are either current or aspiring entrepreneurs. And so if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you want to launch a business, right? A mission-driven business. If you're a current entrepreneur, maybe you want to shift into something that's more aligned. I am doing this work today because of many years of failed business attempts. And when I was in those failed business attempts and I was forcing things and I was feeling every single day like I was swimming upstream and I was out of alignment and I could feel it, but I didn't know what to do. I had to go through all of those things and I had to continue to try and throw spaghetti at the wall and, you know, invest in the coaches and the programs so that I could be the woman that I am today. And so when you ask me, like, what am I doing today? It's taking all of the perceived failures, right? Which are really just lessons. Like, I look back and now know that those were just lessons that I needed to learn to be here. But I'm taking all of the challenges and the just the years of growth and the failures and things that have come along the way. And I've created a program, Transformation University. It's a 12-week program that's designed to uplift and empower women who have this calling on our hearts, because oftentimes we can feel that there's more for our lives, but we're not necessarily sure what that more is, how to get there, right? It's just like, oh gosh, I know there's something that I'm being called to do, but I don't know what it is, or I'm not super clear. And I'm someone who loves self-discovery. Self-discovery and getting to know myself very deeply has been such a big part of my own journey of healing and transformation. And now I get to guide other women through that. And so I, as a coach, really view myself as the guide. I see the work that I do as holding out a flashlight and helping to illuminate the way for other people who are now at a space where they're ready to do that work. And so I've really put together a very carefully curated program that starts with you getting deeper and getting to know yourself deeper. And so we start with you, Transformation University, and then we go into the business pieces. Because what I found is that if we, in my own experience, right, like when I jumped out and I just focused on the business pieces and I didn't do the self-work, I kept hitting walls. I kept hitting walls. I kept getting stuck in the self-doubt and the fear. And so for me, it was, well, why is it working now and it didn't work then? And it was exactly what you said, time, practice, and resources. And so a huge part of that is taking the time to understand how the mind works and the subconscious works so that you can get around it when it comes up, right? It's getting to know yourself so that you can build a business that is truly aligned to who you are, not what's going on in the world around you. And then it's doing it, like it's taking action and taking the steps. And so that's a bit about my program and how I've taken my rocks, my self-doubt, my failures, and really just allowed myself to be used as a vessel to allow my soul to guide other women who are feeling called to do impactful work, but maybe don't know where to start or maybe don't know what tools they need to get there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That has literally been, I feel like we're on parallel journeys, Dom, right? Like we've gone through so many things that are so similar. And yet, you know, uniquely ours, right? Yours has your fingerprint, mine has mine. But they're so parallel in the journey. And so I know there's other women out there like us who are at their place and their path. And you and I are moving our rocks and laying that path for them. Like we're just creating this road that they can follow. And that gives so much purpose to the pain. It gives so much purpose to all of the things that we go through. So if you're listening to this, I want to encourage you to lean into our story, which feels like a mirror of each other, to know that the things that you're going through, as Dom said, it's not just about you. It's not just about you healing you. It's about you learning these things so that you can then go and teach. My mentor says, we're here to learn what we're here to teach. And so we have to go through it first. We have to move those rocks first so then we can move them for help others move them. We don't move them for them. so we can help others move their rocks. And that's the whole human experience, right? That's the whole matrix right there. I'm here to learn to love, love myself, love others, and then teach others that it's okay to love yourself first. Actually, it's required. And in the middle of all of this, you and I talked on another podcast about some of the things that we experience and we see as negative about ourselves or about who we are, what we do, others can see as a blessing. And so we put so much judgment on ourselves, and we're so critical, and we're so hard. Again, it's the ego trying to keep us safe, trying to protect us. But we joked about it, and I want to talk about it here because I feel like it's relevant for those that are listening. Our voices. So Dom and I both have very distinct voices. And if you're listening to this, you may be like lulled into this like really calm, oh my gosh, it's so melodious. And so they have these really calm transformational voices. And we both say, yes, it's true. Thank you. We both hear it. We both do meditations. We both recognize the what would you call it, of our voice? It's
I like power. I like power. I think there's a lot of power behind our voices. And I also think that they're gifts for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like power.
So there's power. There's peace. There's a soothing calmness, assuredness about our voices. That's what I hear in yours. But the funny thing is, you know, we both disliked our voices. Mm-hmm. We both saw them as something that was a rock.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but me, when I was younger, and I'm gonna be transparent here, I have a different mic voice than I do mom voice. So my mom voice is a little different, which makes sense, right? Because I'm you know, probably taking a little more assuredness and like getting on to teenagers at this point. But when my kids were young, like 10, 11, so I have children that are older, and then I have teenagers at home now, but my first two that were growing up, I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and their friends would call the cell phone or the house. Back then we had house phones, and my kid's 10, and I answer the phone, and they think I'm her. That's how young my voice sounded. They're like, hey, Steph, and I'm like, nope, this is Steph's mom. So I saw my voice as something very adolescent and immature. And, you know, I wanted to be that executive presence. I was a manager of a credit union. You know, I wanted to be that person, and felt like I had this thing about me that was not aligning with who I wanted to be and who I was supposed to be. And I really just saw it as a negative. What was your story around your voice?
Oh, I still sometimes listen to podcasts and things, and I'm like, you know, like I'm aware of it now, so I'm not as critical and judgmental. But I think for me, I don't know, I feel like I always sound congested, and I might sound more congested today because I'm actually coming off of being sick, but I always feel like in my head I sound congested. The funny thing is, I'm a breathwork instructor, meditation, yoga instructor. And so I use my voice, I have a podcast also, and I use my voice now as a way to provide healing for people and as a way to, like you talked about, like be path and offer guidance. And so I've had to really, in my own self-love and self-acceptance journey, accept my voice as a gift from God.
Yeah.
I think that our voices sound different in our heads than they do to other people. Like, I've been told also. So I don't necessarily think that I sound the way that other people hear. But to me, like, my voice, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds a little bit off. And then I hear other people and they say what we're saying. Your voice is so soothing. It was so helpful for me to drop in. And so I have learned to accept my voice more because I'm recognizing that the very thing that you sometimes have struggled with or like see as a negative, it's a gift. Like, God gave you your voice as a gift. And when I talk about self-discovery and really getting to know myself, I've had to learn that my voice is a gift. And that was what gave me permission to start my podcast and to speak on platforms such as this. Like, I have a way with words and storytelling and that sort of thing. And so, again, I think it comes down to not getting stuck in that voice in our head that is telling us that we are not good enough. Because if I were to listen to that voice, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you right now. I wouldn't have the courage to record audios, you know, for meditations and breathworks and to hold space for people that way. It also helps when people tell you that the thing that you see as a negative is a gift. Like, I think that the people around us sometimes have a much better vision, or they're much clearer on who we are. And so it's been helpful for me to have people to tell me how powerful my voice is, because it helps me to accept that, okay, it may not sound the way that you think it should sound, but you're having so much impact on people's lives as a result of your voice. And so for me, that gives me permission to just begin to love and accept myself and not accept this version of myself that I think in my head that I should be.
Yeah, I love that. Just spot on. Again, I feel like every time you talk, you're like reading my diary or telling my stories, which feels so good. I feel so seen being in your presence. And I think that's a gift that you have to mirror back this experience that you've lived in such a beautiful way that others, I'm sure there are others that didn't have my journey. They have their own, obviously, but they have a different journey, different path. And they still see themselves in you. That's a gift that you have. So for those that are listening now on this Rock Movers show and they want to connect with you socially, where do you hang out the most? Where can they find you and connect? And then how do they sign up for that newsletter that you do, which is a little daily dose of Dom? And, you know, what's the best way for them to get plugged in to Transformation You? University, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's okay. So social media, I would probably say Instagram is like where I hang out the most. I don't know that I'm there a ton, but I am there. And I share my podcast there also. So I think that's a great place to start. I'm Dominice R. Clifton on social media, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. And then my website is domrclifton.com. I decided to shorten it up. So domrclifton.com, and that is really the greatest space to learn about Transformation University and to tap into a ton of free resources that I've provided there. And so as we are talking today about voice and my work as a somatic practitioner, I've recorded some free audio sessions, short 5 or 10 minute sessions that can be downloaded and listened to right away. And these are all about like releasing stress, or if you need like a midday reset, you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed.
Who doesn't need that? Like, everybody needs that. Everybody, stop the recording right now. Go do that and then come back and listen.
Go get your reset. So there's free audio sessions there. I think that's a perfect like way to close out, just by talking about like the voice and, you know, that sort of thing. And you get to experience my voice. And so, yeah, check out my website. There's free resources there. And then as Kara mentioned, I do a daily newsletter where I share more of myself and my own vulnerability, because I think that that's also a gift, and why people are able to mirror and see themselves in my stories, because now I'm like so open to sharing it. And so if any of this resonated with you, whether, you know, the talk about business or the personal, that sort of thing, the self-doubt, if any of that resonated, my newsletter is more of the same. And I'd love to have you in my world and to build community with you.
So good. So good. Such a beautiful gift that you are to my world and to our rock moving community.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you so much for being transparent, for doing the work first, and then helping others to move their rocks by just being available, being you, 100% authentic. You are just such a beautiful soul, and I'm so grateful for you and so proud to share you with this community of mine. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to speak for Dom and I both here and just say that we are here to love and support you, whatever it is you're going through. If you resonated with Dom, I want to 100% encourage you to reach out, to get connected, to tap into everything that she has, and just know that whatever it is you're going through, whatever the challenges, the rocks that you're moving, we know that there's a reason, a plan, and a purpose for those rocks and for you. And just know you don't have to move them alone. We are here for you. There's a community for you, and you are loved, held, and supported. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on the next episode of The Rock Movers. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.